Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Monday, February 14th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Indonesia tops today's news as relief groups rushed aid to the tsunami victims. Wycliffe Bible translators found that partnering with other groups was the most valuable way they could help with relief work. They're channeling funds to national partners in Indonesia to serve tsunami victims and extend the reach of the gospel. Bob Creason's with Wycliffe.
We just need to be praying that God will use what is, in human terms, a tragedy and bring honor and glory to himself. And my prayer is that through some of these relief efforts that in some way the doors will be open to the gospel message in that part of the world.
We turn next to India. Ramabai Mukti Mission's David Scott says they've just launched a new group aimed at leadership training called G8. The group shares like evangelical vision to help needy children, to educate them and teach them about the hope of Christ. Scott says what's exciting is that it's people in their 20s and 30s who are taking ownership of the future work.
We're actually using the book, Purpose Driven Life, and doing the entire verse of the scripture for the memory and going through training on character development, ministry development, and how they can begin to be prepared for future leadership there at Mukti.
And 54 new International Mission Board missionaries were recently commissioned to service. The group was reminded of the urgency of the Great Commission in light of the hundreds of thousands of lives that were lost in the tsunami disaster. Even with the new group entering the field, the IMB counts one missionary for every 1.2 million people around the world. With the help of their partners, the IMB hopes to enlist and train nearly 3,000 more mission workers by the end of this year. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact's new DVD, Revolution, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to reach out to those who are affected by war, persecution, natural disasters like the tsunami. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.